It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, December 28th, 2008. Ragnar Danisjod, and this is the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We're going to do something a little bit different this time. I'm not feeling too well this morning, so I'm changing up the format on this last show of the year. There isn't any pirate in the news stories, so to speak, this week, so you're not going to be missing much. I'm not going to go through all of the forums either. It's all going to be pretty much off-air recordings this week, and we have a bunch of them. So sit back, relax. And I'm going to give my voice a little break as we listen to a bunch of off-air and a couple other things thrown in. So stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Like I said in the intro, I'm not feeling all that hot this weekend, so going to get into a bunch of stuff. We really don't have anything in the blogosphere or on the news front, so I do want to touch on one or two things on the FRN, and then we're going to get right into some off-air recordings. A couple things on the FRN, that's frn.net/vines. Hey, Bean posted a link to a supply store he likes, www.skycraftssurplus, skycraftssurplus.com. Since it's an awesome place down in Florida, they have every imaginable radio, RF, computer, lighting, etc., etc., etc. you can think of or want. Take a look at their online store. They got a whole bunch of stuff that they will ship to you. Continuing on with the FRN, Minterins posts wondering if there is any free software that would allow him to decode SSTV signals with his new iMac. Hey, Mintrons, just off the top of my head, I know, take a look at Black Cat. Links in the show notes. I can't think of it off my top of my head, but Black Cat has a bunch of stuff for the Mac. I will link to it in the show notes. Tim Lennon continues on. Tim Lemon, WK4U, he sent out a request for current pictures of your Radio Shack, along with a short description about what's in the pictures. He's going to be doing a forum at the Winterfest, and he's looking for material. He's also asking for the Active Pirates broadcasting on high frequency to send out pictures of their current transmitting gear. Antenna pictures are also welcome if they show up well in the picture. They tend not to with wire antennas. Be sure to include the station name or call sign with each picture. He's wanting to put together that forum at the shortwave listening Winterfest in Culpsville. Rockin' Rick in the Pirates Op Exchange added a few links to the audio tools and MP3 splitting thread. He added MP3 tag, the MP3 tag program to convert file names to tag or vice versa, and also Fitchy for creating DVDs and AC3 streams. Taking a look what's been on air for the last week from the Free Radio Weekly, number 672, December 27th, 2008, covering free radio activity from December 20th to the 27th, 2008. Stations being on heard on air this week include Ann Hoffer Radio, Channel Z Radio, Gospel for Antarctica, MAC, Noel, N-O-E-L, Northwoods Radio, Radio Jamba International, Undercover Radio, WBNY, Week Radio, that's W-E-A-K Radio, WMPR Micro-Powered Radio, and WTCR 20th Century Radio. QSLs being received this last week are from the stations of Radio Ramona, They sent one out to Ed Ensinger. Also, KUSA went out to Sea Lord this last week. And Channel Z sent out QSLs to both JTA and Minturans.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Okay, let's get into the off-air recordings. Got a ton of them this week, and it's going to make up the bulk of the show this week. Starting off with WMPR, Micro-Powered Radio. Rockin' Rick caught WMPR, 6925 AM. He caught this, actually, this is recorded off the Gulch stream, so it's actually as heard here in Michigan on my Drake SW8 over the Gulch. 12:24:08, around 23:25 UTC, SINBO 34333, as recorded by Rockin' Rick off the Gulch. Take a listen to WMPR.
Clinging to your finger, and it won't stop up and say, shake your ass around, tell you to drop in the toilet, and finally it does. Mr. Hanky.
WMPR.
Have a happy holidays from WMPR. Micro Power Radio.
Next up, Sea Lord down in Florida caught KUSA on his RX340. This is the 26th of December, around 2030 UTC, 6955 upper sideband. Had a SIO of about 333, maybe a little bit less. Take a listen to KUSA. Very cool. I have yet to catch KUSA, and so this is an interesting catch for me. Take a listen to this.
KUSA, North America.
Sea Lord also caught Radio Azteca, 6925 AM, the 27th of December, around 1330 UTC. Good signal through the noise this morning with a little bit of fade. Sea Lord goes on to say, take a listen to one of the perennial favorites, a very well put together show, Radio Azteca.
Time again for the world of DX Party Radio Media Wave Signals Merry-Go-Round program number 152,319. Several years ago, DX mogul Glenn Hauser amused his many listeners by running a complete world of radio program discussing only telephone area codes. This was generally perceived and accepted by the vast DX community as merely a lighthearted jest on the part of the ultimate god of DX. However, apparently that was only a sign of a much more serious problem. On a recent live program, Glenn spent the whole hour discussing barcodes and Grove SW100 serial numbers. Rumor has it that Glenn was dragged out of the studio, mumbling something about the CIA and a man in a scarf. In our last two programs, we've been covering the continuing story of WYMN Women Radio's efforts to merge with other stations. Radio Azteca found out that WYMN was negotiating with two stations at the same time. A proposed merger with Radio Beaver to form Hair Pie Radio, and with WHIP, the voice of the hipster, to form Titty Whip Radio. The Honorable Order of Terribly Entertaining Radio Scouts, Hooters, had to step in to settle the whole mess. A Hooters spokesperson was quoted as saying, "We just couldn't stand by and watch this travesty of bad taste go to the public. We examined several program proposals and, in our best judgment, couldn't allow any of it to go on the air. The public would not have stood for it. There just wasn't nearly enough Canadian content."
Next up, we have a real treat for you. The Web, he uploaded a bunch of Euro pirates to the drop this week. He's DXing down in Central Florida on a Drake SW8 with a 175-foot end-fed random wire antenna. As these are coming in over the Atlantic, these are not all that great of fidelity, but I did want to share them with you anyways because, actually, I don't get to hear any Europirates, and I'm sure a lot of you listening in the continental United States do not get to hear a lot of Europirates on the air. So I haven't had very, very few of them on the show here at the Pirates Week. I'm going to keep all these really short. A lot of them are less than a minute. Because of the fidelity is not that great, but I did want to share them with you. First up, Radio Scotland, 6282 kilohertz. This is Radio Scotland, very short. This was recorded December 21st, 2008, 0800. Now, take a quick listen. This is only like 5 seconds long. Radio Scotland. I'm going to play that for you once again. This is Radio Scotland on 6282 kilohertz. Next up, we have a real powerhouse, Border Hunter Radio, Radio Border Hunter, 6210 kilohertz, December 21st, 2008, 0900. Take a listen to Radio Border Hunter. As I mentioned before, all these Euro pirates are being recorded in Central Florida by The Web. Next up, Boomerang Radio, 6305 kilohertz, December 21st, 1000 UTC. Take a listen to Boomerang Radio. have one last Euro pirate for you, and this is Radio Mistletoe, 6210 kilohertz, December 25th, Christmas 2008, 0025. Take a listen to Radio Mistletoe, and it's going to sound almost like there's a utility interference on this one. I don't think it is. I think it's jingle bells, or at least bells ringing, you know, a bunch of jingle bells in the background of Radio Mistletoe for the Christmas holiday. Take a listen to Radio Mistletoe, 6210 kilohertz, December 25th, Christmas 08.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at
I do have a couple things I want to mention before we get out of here for this holiday. Found a nice video on Free Radio Berkeley from Steve Dunifer, a brief overview on how to set up an FM pirate station. It goes over transmitters, dipole antennas, power supplies, etc., etc. I'll link to it on my personal blog, and I'll put it in the show notes. It's off of the Free Radio Berkeley website. Hey, talk about websites. Take a look at the new designed website, the new redesigned website of WBCQ, The Planet. Looks like Larry has been busy as he redesigned the WBCQ website. Just found that this morning. Very nice. Hey, looks good. Hey, I also wanted to mention that I was able to get a new internet radio stream of the Gulch up and running on a Linux box. Been playing with that for the last week or two. After a partial success using an all Linux software, I ended up installing a Wine Windows emulator and streaming it with Shoutcast and Winamp. The stream will be switched over completely to that box later this week. Right now I'm running dual streams, one off of the Windows box and one off of the Linux box. They're both up and running and stable, so I'll be going completely over to the Linux box later this week. It's a great use of an old box that started life off as a Windows ME. That's right, Windows ME. It's now running Ubuntu. I'm really into using old computers to distribute low processing power tasks, and frees up the main computer quite a bit if you can get two or three really old computers just doing one task and whirring away in the corner. And that's what the old Windows ME, now running Ubuntu, is doing. It's doing the Gulch, and you can check that out. Links, of course. In fact, there's a permanent link, a permanent page for the Gulch in the piratesweek.info website. So, what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a couple things. We learned some openings to Europe have been occurring, and not just from the web stuff that he sent me. I've seen it on a couple other news boards that there's some decent openings from North America to Europe, and the people have been hearing the Euro Pirates on here in North America. We also learned that, hey, I really appreciate the files being uploaded to the Drop. That's drop.io/piratesweek. Makes my life a whole lot easier on Sunday mornings. And mostly what I learned this week, I learned to stay away from toddlers at family holiday get-togethers. Man, they are germ factories. Got to keep away from the little tykes, because they will screw up your week. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. Hey, a whole happy New Year's to you and to everyone out there. I really appreciate everybody that listens and tunes in each week to the Pirates Week. And hopefully we'll have a great 2009 as the atmosphere starts to turn around, and we'll hear more and more pirates as the years go by. Hey, as always, thanks for listening.
Boat Anchor Soft Glow, to your MP3 player, via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.